Blog Talk Radio.
Fix the family, fix America, soon to be the number one family radio talk show all across this great planet of ours. My name is Jack Hatfield. I will be your host for the next 1 hour. Thank you so much for listening. One of the fastest growing family talk programs on earth, right here, right now. We are all about fixing the family. And in the meantime, fix America. We do it with four parts plus one. We start with positive fathering for you fathers out there. Soon to be Father's Day. We'll have our special Father's Day episode next week. So let's not forget about that. Make a difference mothering for you mothers. Pull through parenting for your united front against your children. Not against your children, with your children. And finally, reveal your success so that all of us can be as successful as we were designed to be. That's right, successful as we were designed to be, because you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. Before you were born, and then the last offshoot, the plus one, disease and the diet. Get all the information you need at diseaseandthediet.com. Speaking of disease and the diet, hang on 1 second. Let me get a little of my power juice morning beverage. This time it's a Sky Blueberry. Sky Blueberry along with a pear, a pomegranate, and something else. So it's a lot of massively nutritional stuff. And then I blended that with the organic Simply Nutritious Morning Blend, which has five of the citrus fruits, I believe, is pineapple, mango, papaya, orange, and something else. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm eating like 14 fruits right now in a glass. It's fantastic. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Today is the second workshop across this great country of ours, America. The second workshop on disease and the diet, part two, is called Are We Processing Ourselves to Death? Are we processing ourselves to death? We're going to talk about how the entire white flower community is just adding back stuff that's not really that good. We're going to talk about how vegetable oils are made, because me and you can go out and get a bushel of corn. And I promise we can squeeze that bushel of corn in our hands for as long as we possibly can imagine, but we won't get one drop of vegetable out of it. Terrible. So we talk about that. So make sure you're there. That particular workshop will be happening inside Columbia, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair on Divine Street from 6 to 7. Be sure to get there early for there's a limited number of workbook magazines, so make sure you get there early so you get yours. Sign up and all that other good stuff. It's going to be a fantastic time. It's learning about the processing and overprocessing of foods and why in the world are we eating stuff that we have to We have to send through a chemical and mechanical and biological process to get to. Why are we consuming that? And then why is the consumption of that those products and the rise of degenerative disease is almost parallel with each other? Almost parallel with each other. That makes one wonder, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're Fix the Family, FixAmerica.com. My name, again, is Jack Hatfield. Find out all about me at www.naturalsuccessprinciples.com, or you can go to diseaseandthediet.com, or you can go to FixTheFamilyFixAmerica.org. Again, four parts plus one, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And the plus one being disease and the diet. Excellent stuff we got going. I've got too much stuff today, people. I have too much stuff today. I'm going to talk about a guy who should be hung. He did some bad stuff to his daughter, and he did it for almost, I don't know, 5 years. Not good at all. Then we're going to talk about the FDA. Getting some serious side effects from things that are no longer on the shelf. Goodness. Then we're going to talk about some very, 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 very bad parents disgusted about the son and some parents. And then in just a side note, I don't know about you, but a lot of people my age and older grew up watching some horror movies, and the there's a particular house in a horror movie, famous horror house on sale. Your family can be involved today. Then we're going to talk about you suspicious wives and mother and significant others that are using the latest technology to figure out what's wrong with your man. And then we're going to get right down to science, where we have a mathematical model that explains why families and marriages break up. And then, of course, there is the wonderful way that this man said, "Will you marry me?" And on the organic front, there's news, big lots of news, lots of news. Excuse me, I was choking. Lots of news on the front where there's this big study where birds don't like organic food. We're going to get into that. I kind of don't agree with it. You know how we dig in deep here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Then we're going to talk about some more stuff about the sun since summer's on the way. Then we're going to talk about, whoa, I didn't eat that. I didn't buy that in my package, did I? Yes, you did. It came right through, and we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about a little bit of link between something and pancreatic cancer. Then we're going to have a great story of three generations doing something that the odds are 272,910 to 1. And then if you, more about the sun, if you want to get a healthy complexion, it doesn't lie in sunbed sprays or sunbathing, but in doing this. We're going to talk about all of this today. Like I said, we have so much to discuss. So, Without further ado, let's get to our, what do we call this, POS Dad, POSD? Yeah, the POSD. Okay, now remember, POSD, we cannot say what it stands for on the air, but we don't like it. And if you need to call in and weigh in on this guy, this father, please do so at the drop of the hat. I'd like to hear from you at 347-677-0692. Would greatly appreciate hearing from you there. Okay, so let's talk about this guy. In Australia, first of all, he did multiple things. He was charged with raping and murdering his daughter. Another problem with this is he killed his daughter while he was murdering his unborn child inside his daughter. 46-year-old father charged with premeditated murder, rape, and abortion has confessed he has been having sex with his daughter for the past 5 years, and to hide his crime, he went and did his own home abortion and destroyed both the fetus and his daughter in the process. So we're going to hang this guy up by his toenails, rip all his flesh off, and throw hot alcohol on him. Is that correct? I believe that'd be the only thing I can think of that would make me happy for a second, and then I would want to do something worse, and I won't get into that. Anyway, he was a Jordanian man charged with raping and murdering his daughter after allegedly impregnating her and carrying out the abortion during which she and the child died. The man says he's been having sex with his daughter for the past 5 years, and here's the big kicker for all of you going, that father is horrible, that father is just disgusting, just like I am. But here we go. The daughter's mother, knew about the acts. So, in the scheme of father's mother's really crappy parents, I'm believing that these two people take the cake. And so I don't really know what to do. And the article goes on to say it is unclear if police arrested the mother. Why? Why? Okay. As long as we got that, as long as we got that down to where we think maybe the mother is not that bad because she knew about it but didn't stop it. Wow. So, rapes, kills his daughter. Great way to start a show, let me tell you. Woo, that's terrible. Anyway, that is a very bad way to start the show, and I apologize for that, but I want to get stuff like that off my chest and I want to get it off my screen. I have it up as a topic to talk about, and I don't want to sit here for 1 hour, for the hour that I have with you that I revel in, I joy in. I just cannot believe that we are together again for another it takes so long, it seems like, before we get together again, and I'm so glad you're here listening. Again, one of the fastest growing family talk shows in the world, on this planet, and soon to be the number one family talk show in the universe, because I don't think I hear any more coming from Venus, Mars, Mercury, Pluto. Pluto's not a planet. Stop it. Okay. On the serious side, we're going to talk about serious side effects that are being investigated. I don't know if you notice, if you go in any pharmaceutical establishment, your Walgreens, your CVS's, and you go over there to buy your tiny tot, some of that bubblegum-flavored good stuff, and it's all missing. Where'd it go? Oh, there was a recall. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Recall of Tylenol, Motrin, and Benadryl drugs from January 1st, 2008 through April 30th, 2010. Now, the FDA is looking into several hundred serious side effects or adverse events and seven deaths since May 1st when they recalled the 50 children's versions of non-prescription medicines. 50 children's versions of non-prescription medicines because of serious quality and safety concerns. They are ongoing. Recall is ongoing. And adverse event reports are coming into the FDA every day. Serious side effects associated with the use of the product coming in with including hospitalization, disability, other health complications, and even death. In the fourth recall in the past 7 months by this McNeil drug manufacturer, in November 2005, five lots of Tylenol Arthritis Pain 100 count with the easy open cap were recalled for an unusual odor leading to nausea, stomach pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. In December, the recall was expanded to include all product lots of Tylenol Arthritis Pain cap at 100 bottle counts with the easy open red cap. So more wizened, seasoned citizens having their Tylenol Arthritis Pain caplet bottles with the easy open cap, opening it, suddenly having stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. It's really not a good way to fix your arthritis. And in January 2010, the recall was widened to an undisclosed number of Tylenol, Motrin, and over-the-counter drugs after complaints of consumers feeling sick from the odor. Just the odor. So not good at all. Anyway, the 17-page inspection report listed 20 violations at a Fort Washington plant for this manufacturer. And the recalled drugs now pose a remote potential for serious health problems. Now, they put remote in quotes so that you don't worry. Please don't worry. Anyway, you'll notice they're all gone, and if you still have any, stop taking them. Go and buy the store-bought brand, the generic brand, and be okay for now, and hope that they get their act together in an absolute pathetic, pathetic quality control issue by 50 children's medicines by McNeil. So mothers, fathers, pay attention. Your kid feels bad. Don't go busting out the bubble gum until you check the date or get some new stuff. All right? It's that simple. If you pay attention, you listen to this show, and you pay slight, small attention. Okay? Slight, small attention. You can be a better parent just by listening to the show and paying slight, small attention. All right. I'm so glad you're here. Let me tell you, let me go through something real quick. We've got the disease and the diet workshop again coming up tonight from 6 to 7, sponsored by Earth Fair and, of course, our supreme print partner, worldwide print partner, Soho Office, out of the Village of Sand Hill in Columbia, South Carolina. Jay, Dan, Kelly, those three people are so incredible. Constantly helping small office, home office look like big office, super mega corporation with their printing, shipping, meeting rooms, computer assistants, all kinds of help. You've got free Wi-Fi there. They've got superior stuff. It's incredible. Let me tell you, if you're going to do anything like start a business in this economy, which is very, very crucial, you need to start by going to Soho Office right there in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm not kidding. Give them a call. Get on the web right there at sandhill.sohooffice.com. Yes, there are other Soho offices across the country, but this is the one that's better than all of them, let me tell you. Speaking of more FDA, before I go to my son stuff, today, all across this great nation, people lay down for bed, or they're right after lunch, or right after dinner, and they sit there, and they go, "Ow, ow," and I don't know about you, but every commercial on Earth's like, "Oh, my. Do you have heartburn? Do you have pain after eating? Don't stop eating those foods. No, no, no. Don't look into your diet or your issues or your other things that could be causing your heartburns. Let us just give you a pill. Let us give you a pill. Let me talk about these pills. We got Nexium, Dexilant, Prilosec, Zegerid, Prevacid, Protonix, Acefix. Goodness, or Acefix, I believe. Acefix, that's right. That's the latest one on the TV. Try Acefix. I think that's a funny name. I'm not sure. Anyway, those drugs, taking those now, there's a big old warning came out yesterday because they're looking into individuals who take this stuff on a regular basis because a lot of people, you know, don't modify their diet, don't change their habits, don't look into why their stomach could be burning, do not look into natural remedies to change the alkalinity, the pH balance of your stomach so that you don't have the burn in the first place. Do not ever give your stomach a rest from the dead foods and the lack of enzymes that you're eating on. No, we don't want to look at all that stuff. We want to look at, let's take this pill and will stop. And these pills are called PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. What they're doing is they stop your stomach from spewing out acid in the proton pumps that are inside the stomach that help generate the acid. They block that acid production so that you don't have so much heartburn. But the problem is, if you continue to take these things, Prilosec, Zegerid, Prevacid, and the prescriptions, Nexium, Dexilant, all that other stuff, and of course, ass effects, you have an elevated risk of breaking and fracturing your hip, wrist, and spine. Now, it's funny that, you know, this includes primarily adults 50 and older, which is the target range for people with heartburn. You know why? Do you know why? Because you've been eating horrible foods for so long that you're tired of the heartburn. You thought it was just, it's all good. But no. No! Let's shoot this pill anyway. In the way that all the people look and make fun of seasoned citizens saying, don't break a hip, you taking these drugs give you a greater risk of breaking that hip or a wrist. And here's one that they really don't talk about a lot, the spine. Break your spine if you take these things over and over and over. So because these products are used by a great number of people, it's important for the public to be aware of this possible increased risk. But of course, here's the caveat. The agency cautions patients that need to consider the risk-benefit ratio with their physician before deciding to discontinue treatment. In other words, go ask your doctor if I should stop taking this and don't break my spine, or continue taking it because my heartburn and my lifestyle would be unbecoming to me. Patients with pre-existing osteoporosis, the FDA says, don't do anything else other than your adequate vitamin D and calcium supplementation. So don't fret. Again, they come out with this warning and then the end of it go, hey, it's not that big a deal. We just wanted to let you know we saw some risk because of what's happening out there in the world. And, you know, we're going to publish it in very small areas, probably not even in your paper yesterday or today, probably not on any news websites that are there. So we're going to put it out there so that we can say that we did tell everyone, but we're not really going to tell anyone. And that's the way it works all the time. There you go. So Prilosec customers, don't break your hip or your wrist or especially your spine. That would be not good. All right. Another sip for my libation. This was not in the morning. This would not be a juice cocktail, if you know what I mean. Let's talk about the sunlight. Sunlight. So let's tie two things together. We've already talked about some really bad parents, right? So let's talk about some really bad parents and sunlight. On a beach, people were sitting around sunning themselves, just having a grand old time. I mean, out there in their wonderful bathing suits, soaking up the summer sun, going swimming. Oh, wonderful time. And they kind of looked over and saw that there was this little five-month-old baby laying right next to his mother. She was sunbathing as well. And he was screaming. So a teacher came up and said, Mom, your baby is suffering, but she did not understand. The baby was naked, very, very red, and crying, and received burns over 40% of his tiny 5-month-old body. I do not know, except for now, apparently. Who doesn't know that the sun can burn you? Really? Who? The boy was forming blisters on his leg, and the mother did not understand. People were trying to help her, and this is in London, England, by the way. But the injuries could have been life-threatening if the baby's blisters caused fluid loss, leaving him with risk of dehydration, low blood pressure, and kidney failure. But the baby is in a hospital, and his condition is stable. Babies are, their skin is so, baby smooth, obviously. They're very at particular risk for sunburn and heat stroke, and you don't need to be taking them out in the sun, moms and dads. I can't even believe that I have to talk about this at all. Anyway, at least some people came to the aid of the 5-month-old boy, and he is getting treatment. Getting treatment. You know, some things, if I couldn't keep a great sense of humor about what Fix the Family, Fix America is all about, you're stunned at the lack of common sense and parenting knowledge that parents have today in this world. And it's not so, you know, it's really not Fix the Family, Fix America. It's Fix the Family, Fix the World. But we have to start somewhere. So we'll start here, and we'll make our way over to London, England, because apparently there are some problems over there. Now, for those of you who are sunbathing and your child's safely inside, being chaperoned or looked at by your other significant other, at least, please just don't put them inside and walk outside. Okay. Wow. You can actually get a healthy golden complexion by eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. In a study, it takes 1 month for the benefits of the 5-a-day. I don't agree with this 5-a-day stuff. But if you eat more of the carotenoids found in the pigment of plants, it can give you this attractive, darker, golden effect from the diet to the darker effect of the sun. So eat more carrots, Chinese cabbage, spinach, romaine lettuce, kale, tomatoes, peppers, apricots, grapefruit, cantaloupe or melon, plums, and finally, peaches. Peaches. In the study, volunteers were put on a diet of 5 fruits and vegetables every day for at least a month. Photos were taken before and after and shown to strangers. The after faces were consistently ranked higher with the effective skin tone. So for those of you who want to get darker without all that, you know, byproduct of sunburn and stuff like that, you can just simply eat those fruits and vegetables that I just said, your skin superfoods, eat more of it. And you will be well on your way of getting nice and tan, actually nice and healthy glow without the unnatural or freaky tan. Now, wow, here's something we Here's something that we talk about actually today in the workshop at diseaseandthediet.com. You can be there today from 6 to 7, at, I believe it's in Columbia, South Carolina tonight, from 6 to 7, diseaseandthediet.com, for all the information. There's a cookbook there that we now promote as a very good way to get started on being healthy and not worrying about degenerative diseases attacking you or your family. But here's some more sun news for you sun worshipers. And for those other people that say, you know what, I don't want to go out in the sun, but I don't like to get burned or anything, so I'm going to put on these sunscreens. Well, they found that sunscreens may be, there's plenty of studies where the sunscreens actually can cause cancer. Oxybenzone actually can go into your system and cause hormone-disrupting stuff, penetrates the skin, and lots of other stuff. But then today in the processing of foods, when you process food, you'll see, like, let's take flour, for instance, like flour. They'll take flour and they'll process it to death. They'll bleach it. They'll chemically bleach it, send it through mechanical processes to beat the crap out of it. Lots of things that they will do to get that flour to that beautiful white, so your bread is beautiful and nice and pretty and white and whatever. But anyway, once they do all that, they find out that all the nutrients in that flour is gone. So what they do to help you, the consumer, because you are an idiot, and you need your vitamins from this wheat that you could have got if they wouldn't have messed with it, right? So they add it back for you. But the problem is they don't add back what was naturally occurring in the food. They add back what was is chemically equivalent into the food. Now, chemically equivalent is not the same as nutritionally accurate. So when they put in synthetic vitamins into your enriched bleached flour, your body doesn't use the synthetics the way it would use the naturals. So what I'm saying is the effectiveness of that enriching is not even as good as if they did nothing. So, a lot of sunscreens now know to help your skin. You've always heard, you know, vitamin A and vitamin D is good for your skin, right? Right? Retinol palmitate, all that good stuff. The problem is when they add those synthetic vitamins to sunscreen, it actually speeds up the rate in which malignant cancer, skin cancer cells develop and spread. Let me repeat this. I'm pretty sure you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is the show. This is why this show is becoming the largest family and nutritional and the largest Fixing America talk show on in the universe, right here. This is it. Let me say this again. The sunscreens that you're placing on your body that contain, and this is just this one study, that contain the synthetic vitamin A or its derivatives, increase the speed at which malignant cancer, skin cancer cells develop and spread. They also say that they've learned, the FDA has learned about this for over a decade and hasn't said a word. The FDA denies. Yeah. 500 products out there that say they're sunscreens, they found in this particular study, they found 39 that are safe and effective to use. Unfortunately, they don't list these 39 for us. So, not good. Do-da-do-da. So we coat our kids you know, let's talk about the mom that burnt her 5-month-old child. Let's say she took that 5-month-old child and coated him with sun blockers and sun protection factors. And, wow, the kid doesn't get burnt, but the rate in which malignant skin cancer cells will develop and spread just got increased. Woo, wow, okay. Let's see, wait a minute, I do find out that they have the 39 screens up here. Let me see, hang on. Let's see. All right, they're top 10. Let's go ahead with it. Soleo Organics, Wylan Organics All Natural Sunscreen. Are numbers 10, 9, and 8. Then you have Purple Prairie Botanicals, Sun Stuff and Sun Stick, 7 and 6. Loving Naturals, SPF 30. Then California Baby Sunblock Stick, number 4. Badger gets the top three, Badger 3, 2, and 1. Sunscreen for face and body, unscented, sunscreen for face and body, lightly scented, and sunscreen face stick, unscented. So, if you're going to get something, SPF 30 of Badger has simply zinc oxide as the sunscreen blocker. Zinc oxide does have developmental reproductive toxicity. Persistence and bioaccumulation, organ system toxicity, occupational and biochemical or cellular level changes by using it. So, that is the hazard score of 4 for zinc oxide in these Badger products. So while they say it's the worst, it's the best of the worst. You're better off putting on a hat, putting on a shirt, and just watching how much exposure you get, or just increase your daily exposure to when you're okay. Okay? Not hard. Not hard. Come on, people. You can learn this. You can learn this. You can do this. You can listen to this show and learn bunches upon bunches upon bunches upon bunches of stuff. Chemical sunscreens penetrate the skin and disrupt the body's hormone systems. So, wow, we don't want this. So, rates of selected cancer sites that are increasing by 2% or more per year are rising from 1975 to 2006. It has increased 7, 10, 20, 30%. Now, we all know to use sunscreens, but yet skin cancer is rising 30%. Not good. We need to figure something else out, people. We need to figure something else out. And last, wait a minute. Last, that's it for the sun stuff. That's it for the sun stuff. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Very pleased. Excuse me. Pardon me. Okay, here's something fun. You need to go watch this video. Yeah. Oh, these guitars make you want to hit the open load. Yeah, I have to go. Yeah, I want to day in my life, but this guy does. Now he absolutely has a fit if he can't puff 40 cigarettes a day. The video of him smoking all the time everywhere. He's too unfit to run around with the other people his age. Let's talk about this. He's 2 years old. Dad gave him a cigarette at 18 months old, and now he weighs 4 stone because he's in England. Trundles around on a toy truck blowing snow rings, and he's too unfit to run with the other kids. He's totally addicted. If he doesn't get his cigarettes, he gets angry, screams, and batters his head against the wall, and he tells me he feels dizzy and sick. He will smoke only one brand, and his habits cost actually, he's not in England. He's in Indonesia. Habits cost £378 a day. But his father says, he looks pretty healthy to me. I don't see the problem. The Indonesian government, their solution to the problem, very similar to a lot of solutions that don't work, is if you get the boy to quit, we'll buy you a car. And you know what? It hasn't even worked. Again, the father says, he looks pretty healthy to me. Looks pretty healthy to me. I don't have to make anything up on this show because there's enough stuff out there to just talk about and get shocked about every day. Big, humongous reason that we do Fix the Family, Fix America. Right here, with it's positive fathering. Make a difference in mothering. Pull through parenting and finally reveal your success with the offshoot of disease in the diet, the fight against degenerative diseases by changing the way we eat. And instead of eating processed foods, we go back and we eat real food. Now, let's get into some couples, shall we? Let's get into the family pull-through parenting and potential pull-through parenting. Dating. Women are coming around all the time and saying, wow, I got this great guy. He's fantastic. Fantastic. I meet him all the time. We go down to Daytona, we go on walks on the beach, the sex wasn't even pushed, didn't even get a kiss till the fourth date, it was just awesome, he was into me, everything was beautiful, and then suddenly I find out he was married. What's going on? You know, that should come up early in a talk. Oh, well. So after 6 months, this particular lady that we spoke to took the guy back to Delaware to meet her parents, and they loved him. I loved him, and he would call 4 times a day. Using different voices. Interesting. He would write really emotional handwritten love letters, very romantic general. And just all over fun time. And then suddenly he said, well, I'm not actually divorced. Who, well, ladies. It says it took a long time for me to get over him. Part of it was the deception. I couldn't get over the fact that I was sucked into an act. First of all, wow, guys, you know, lying for the one night stand, lying for the relationship, lying for the camaraderie is just, you're not a man at all. If you can't be who you are and be who you want to be and be open with the other person, then you're not having a relationship. You're not doing anything. You're living a lie. Living a lie. So suspicious wives, on the other side of that coin, are using the latest technology now, more often than men, to find out what's going on, because 14% of wives spy on their husband's emails, 13% read their mobile phone text messages, and 10% check web browser logs, twice the level of spousal spying that's found among men. So women going about finding out what their men are doing in sneaky ways and becoming better at it to find out, because apparently men can go out and do that stuff, have those relationships, all the while being married. Oh, wait, women can do it too. How about we just fix the relationship to begin with? There was a reason you got together. There's a reason you're in the relationship. Instead of searching for the negative, accentuate the positive, and let's start talking to each other. If you ever feel that your husband is writing some bad emails or texting some bad stuff, or you need to check the web browser logs, then you're not comfortable, and we need to fix that. Men, same thing. If you can't trust your woman, then you're not comfortable, and we need to fix that. You guys need to get in pull-through parenting and Fix the Family, Fix America workshops all across the country, and we will definitely assist you. But anyway, women are up-and-coming technological buffs trying to find out about their men. And what they're doing. Doop, doop, doobie-doo-doo. All right. I know, I could put on the other music. Let's talk about some sappy, beautiful stuff. This tattoo artist, Joe Wittenberg, he's been designing tattoos for 9 years. When it came time to ask the woman he loves, in which they have a 6-month baby boy, he decided on Mother's Day to pop the question, and he was down on one knee and he pulled his pants up, pants leg up, and she saw the tattoo that says, "Rachel, will you marry me?" And then there was also scribbled underneath that, "Of course." So some may find the tattoo proposal quite risky. The girl, Rachel, said, "He scored some points for putting my name on him for sure." Wasn't that nice? So, gentlemen, if you're thinking about doing something bigger and badder in your proposal, you better be Tattoo Man. Tattoo Man. Now, let's talk about pull-through parenting for a second. There is now a mathematical model that explains marital breakups. Durable relationships, under the assumptions of the model, there is a unique effort policy that takes the initial feeling to the unique equilibrium, okay? This is achieved by setting the initial effort at point A to get to the stable manifold W's and then following the path AE to approach equilibrium. Now, let's put this in layman's terms. Most people know love takes work and effort they need to sustain a happy relationship over the long term. But now the mathematician in Spain for the first time explained it mathematically by developing the dynamic mathematical model based on the second law of thermodynamics, to model sentimental dynamics. The results are consistent with sociological data on marital breakdowns. Most couples marry after careful consideration, and most are determined to make their marriage last. And a happy marriage is widely considered in Western societies to be important for overall happiness. Yet, soaring divorce rates and breakups of de facto relationships across Europe and the United States show these plans and ideals are failing. Most scholars attribute the increasing rate of breakdown to economic forces and changes in sexual divisions of labor, but this does not fully explain the continuing rise of those states. So, Jose Manuel Rey of the Department of Economic Analysis at the Universidad Complutense in Madrid aimed to provide a mathematical model. Now, the result of the mathematical analysis shows when both members of the union are similar emotionally, they have an optimal effort policy, which results in a happy, long-lasting relationship. The policy can break down if there's a tendency to reduce the effort because maintaining it causes discomfort, or because a lower degree of effort results in instability. So paradoxically, according to the second law model, a union everyone hopes that will last forever is likely to break up, called the failure paradox. So successful long-term relationships are those with the most tolerable gap between the amount of effort that would be regarded by the couple as optimal and the effort actually required to keep the relationship happy. So in other words, if you've got to constantly try to keep the relationship happy and the amount of effort exceeds the tolerable amount of effort, then you will start having a deterioration of the relationship. All right? Because of that effort gap, there's a tendency to lower the right effort level, and then the instability of the sentimental dynamics over obeying the second law causes the slow decaying trajectories to move further and further away until from the target trajectory, which is happiness, until it eventually crosses the threshold, and that's pre-rupture, since it's a matter of time before it is abandoned. That's big mathematical terms for if you have to work too hard to make it work, then eventually you're going to say this is too much. Fix the Family, Fix America talks about you can have stress in two places, work or home. Can't have it in both. And this shows mathematically exactly how that happens. Very, very intriguing article. Love it. Love it. All right, let's talk some nutrition here real quick. Wait. I got to do this one last story here. The odds are 272,910 to 1. But Benjamin Fox arrived in the world on May 8th. Beautiful little baby boy. Now, May 8th is the same day his father was born, Lee. No big deal, really, except the fact that his grandfather, Harry, was also born on May 8th. So you've got the son, the father, and the grandfather all born on the same date, May 8th. It's incredibly rare to happen, but I guarantee you that is one family that will have a blowout party on one day. And think about it. You get all that shopping done real good and quick, and you don't have to worry about it for another whole year. You just bust it all out all at once. Here you go, Grandpa. Here you go, Dad. Here you go, son. Done. Love it. Fantastic. Congrats to them. Congrats to them. All right, let's talk about some nutrition stuff, shall we? Let's talk about it. You go to the supermarket and you think you're buying some good product there, and wide range of products available, and let's say you just buy something that's organic and you think it's great. It's sitting in a bottle. You got the label on it, says organic right on the label. And then suddenly we find out that there's some toxic chemicals inside this thing. What? Toxic chemicals that have been shown to cause infertility in women, immune system disorders, neurological problems, and cancer. Ooh. But But wait, the manufacturer of the product did not add this to the food. The manufacturer of the product simply put the food inside the bottle. The manufacturer of the product simply put the label on the bottle. But no one ever thought to look at the fact that the label glue could seep through the bottle, the plastic bottle, and into the product if left alone. So now we have to look at what we're giving our food in, because the migration of adhesive compounds is possible at a level that now raises safety concerns. So we get bombarded from the pesticides, the processing, and now when a company thinks they're doing a good job, they could potentially place it into an unsafe bottle, and the adhesive that holds the label on that tells you about all the wonderful stuff of what's inside leaches through that bottle, causes neurological problems, infertility, and cancer. So now we need to look at what we're putting our stuff in. It must be time to go back to cans. I don't know. The chemicalization of this planet is becoming more and more prevalent. And we have to get a handle on it real quick. Now, there's this big story now. About these birds that turn up their beak to the organic seeds and they ate the conventional seeds. And what it says at the bottom of the research analyzed the seeds and found the conventional seeds contain upwards of 10% more protein per seed, likely due to the use of inorganic nitrogen fertilizers used in conventional farming techniques. Now, nitrogen per se is the optimum thing to add to your stuff, but organic farms can add that nitrogen content by composting and other stuff. So it's very, very misleading to say that that organic farms cannot have nitrogen content in their soil as high as conventional farms. So this study that everyone's touting, even birds don't like organic food, is completely not true. I just think that they potentially purchased seeds that weren't exactly what they were needing. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. And for those of you who are on the market for a house, I know you are, Pull-Through Parenting will fix the family. Would like to show you this 5-bedroom Dutch colonial style home in Long Island, New York. It is on the market. It is on the market for a measly $1.15 million. And it has been around since 1974. It is an incredible Dutch colonial. Please come take a look at it. Go right down there. Oh, there's just one problem. Oh, it's at 112 Ocean Avenue. This is the scene where Ronald DeFeo Jr. shot his 6 family members dead as they slept. A month later, George and Kathleen Lutz moved into the address, and they were subject to terrifying supernatural ordeals, walls oozing slime, sinister rooms. That's right, the Amityville Horror House is on the market. Amityville Horror House is on the market, so get down there, call them up at 112 Ocean Drive, 5-bedroom Dutch Colonial, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. My name is Jack Hatfield. Thank you for listening for the fastest-growing family talk show in America and the universe. I greatly appreciate you being here. Now, go over, kiss your spouse, kiss your kids, love every day, and we will see you next week right here on Fix the Family. Fix America Radio. Have a great one.